Thank you, Kit, Jeff, Rick, for bringing the sweetness. So if I stand back here, do I blend into the wall? I just realized I kind of match it a little bit. I'm so happy it's fall for today. I read something in the paper the other day, somebody complaining about not being able to figure out what clothes they were supposed to wear because some days it would be in the 30s and other days in the 50s. Like, yeah, you don't know. You have no idea what kind of knot problem that is. I looked to see what we were doing, but there is a movement that's going around right now that starts today at 11:11 on 11:11 for us to set our alarms so that at 11:11 every day we stop and we pray. We hold the goodness of all humankind, the goodness of all living things. We hold this whole earth in prayer. 30 seconds, a minute, every day. Now, imagine that, a wave starting on the East Coast and then moving into our time zone, all those people, and then into the mountains and then to the West Coast. One, two, three, four times people across the country holding prayer for the world. I'd like to enlist you in that. So just set your alarms on your watches. Does anybody do that? Your phones, your stun guns. Is that what you did? Yeah, that was so good, Dolores. I've never heard anybody say that before. Set your phone to stun. Okay. In case you missed that a while ago. And I would also like today to honor our veterans, those who have served in our military service here in the United States, for whom we are so grateful. So if you are a veteran of the armed forces, will you please stand today? Especially for those of you who served in combat areas where your lives were at risk, for that you sacrificed, for your peace of mind, for your courage, we are eternally grateful. You. You know, a lot has happened this week, and you know, I talked to you a lot about paradox, about two things that seem opposite existing at the same time in the same place. And this has been a paradoxical week because our lesson and our theme this month is on gratitude and giving thanks. And this week there was an election for which some people were grateful and some people were not with the outcome. And there are fires raging in California, people fleeing for their lives even as we speak. And there were people who were victims of another random shooting. And Thousand Oaks, California, God bless them, are still burying their lost people and getting away from a fire encroaching upon them. So that makes our hearts a little heavy, to feel all of that weight of humanity, you know, especially what's going on in California, to feel that so close to us. And in November, not the time of year that forest fires usually rage in California. And so as we're holding those people in our compassion, in our concern. We're also holding a heart of gratitude for our lives. And so it is possible for us to do that at the same time. And it's possible for us to feel the joy of gratitude and the weight of suffering at the same time, whether it's the weight of another's suffering or the weight of our own, to be able to hold gratitude and suffering. And they're like this. How often do those two hands come together in life? And I just want to stress today that gratitude is not a panacea for whatever is going on in life. And I'm just gonna give thanks and all these other worries will go away. I'm gonna give thanks and they are gonna stand side by side so that I'm lifted up, so that my mind and my heart are in the right place to do the work that we do to lift up the world. Let me tell you something. On Wednesday night, when we were all here together for the Golden Key, where we've tried something we've never done before, in which someone would reflect upon something in the reading that touched them, and we would discuss it for a few minutes, and then we would Golden Key this thing. And the Golden Key is to know that something troubles us, and to take it to God, think of God, be with God. And it doesn't necessarily make the thing go away, but it changes how we see it. It lets us, for a moment, see God instead of what concerns us. Because our life, our health, our spiritual nature is dependent upon what it is we focus upon. So if you're, I don't think anybody in here is that, but if you're one of those grumpy people, you know, they just kind of grump around. Nothing's ever really good. They're the yeah, but people. Well, I'm happy today, yeah, but tomorrow. It'll probably be bad. Well, they're right. It probably will. If they've guaranteed that. But you see, if we don't express gratitude, if we don't pull up gratitude in our lives, then we're not honoring that we're one with God. We're not honoring that we are as much in God in any moment as we ever could be. We're the ones who resist it. We're the ones who deny it. We're the ones who run away from it. It's like trying to run away from air. Good luck with that. It's like a fish that says, I don't know what water is, because water is all it knows. Water is the environment in which it lives. God is the environment in which we live, just as the air we breathe. And gratitude is a reminder and another reminder and another reminder. And so I think Jean Newsom brought to my attention a new book that a wonderful author named Elaine Pagels has written. Elaine Pagels, I first was introduced to way back in the day when she wrote a book called The Gnostic Gospels. And she began to turn her own religious upbringing upside down and inside out and look at why religion is important to us. And especially with the losses that she's had in life, she had a terminally ill child who died. And a husband she was deeply in love with who fell off a mountain while he was hiking. And so after those two losses, she was like, why do we have religion anyway? Why is religion still around with all this suffering that we have? Why do we need it? And I'm just, I can't wait to read this book, because Elaine Pagels was one of my openings to think of everything differently. And she is telling us that suffering in life is hand in hand with everything else that we do. Now, we've grown up a little bit from the old days of Unity, in which we talked about this Wednesday night, in which we tried to cancel out every bad thing. If somebody said, oh, I feel like I have a little sinus infection, oh, cancel, you're okay. I'll tell you what, I got to where in the early days of Unity, if somebody said cancel to me, I just wanted to slap them. cancel you. Which is such a great Christian response. We cannot deny the things in our life that we would call negative, but we can see them differently, and gratitude is one of the tools that we use for doing that. And it just so happens that one of my colleagues posted this week in the Unity Ministers discussion group, which gets a little lively some days, as you can imagine. It was on the Steve Harvey show. You know Steve Harvey? He's so fun to watch. He said, I wake up in the morning, mine starts with a gratitude prayer. I start every morning thanking God for everything I can think of. It takes a minute. So what I did was, on my iPhone, I wrote down about 60 to 65 things I want to make sure I'm grateful for every morning. So I just say them. Because for me, it keeps me from starting my day off in a bad mood. Some days you wake up, you're just not your usual self. Some days your biorhythms is off. I don't care who you are, how motivating you are, it happens to the best of us. The way I combat that is to wake up with gratitude. Gratitude erases most misery. So once I show gratitude, it balances my day. The gospel according to Steve Harvey. I love that. I love that idea, and I think it's good for us to put that into place. Because some mornings, you know, you wake up and as you're stretching out the limbs before you get out of bed, you familiar with that sound? You get all those things moving. You may not be thinking of gratitude right at that very moment. You may be thinking, oh God, but that's not a prayer at that point. But it could be, oh God, thank you that I woke up. Thank you that I still have a body. Thank you that I can do this, that I can do that. Thank you that when my feet swing out of my bed, they touch a finished floor and not dirt or the hard, cold pavement. Thank you, God, for carpet. Thank you for soft rugs. We can start out with things like that in the morning, can't we? Some mornings it's thank you that I know I got at least 45 minutes of sleep last night. Thank you I only had 2 hot flashes. You know, girls. If you don't, you will. So we have all kinds of ways that we can begin to make sure that we're aware of our unification, our unity, our union with God. We have to know it all the time, because eventually, eventually we're going to have to come to grips with the biggest question of all, which is death. And I read something just this morning in Richard Rohr's meditation about the minute we start getting confused about death is the minute we start trying to think about it. Because death is a breath and then not a breath. That's it. Still in God. From breath to no breath, still in God. It's inevitable. And yet we run away from it. We fear it. We stave it off. That's okay. Be healthy. Be healthy for as long as you can. But again, I go back to Pete Salinas. And the day we celebrated life and death, like this. My suffering, my gratitude, here. I'm having a grumpy day, I'm grateful I have a day to live in. You can give thanks for birds. Today I saw a vulture that was not the black vulture. It was the kind that has the white on its tail and more white on its different place on its wings. So y'all know what kind it is. Thank you, I knew you would. Caracara. Beautiful. A beautiful carrion bird. Beautiful. And I saw a cute little buck this morning trying to find the crosswalk on 150 today. And he was like, oh, cars. Okay, I'm going to go back over here. Oh, a truck. Okay. I'm sure he got across that road. And I gave thanks for his safe passage. And for the drivers who were awake enough to pay attention, including me. You guys know that I identify a lot of things in my life that inform me by popular culture. And so I went to see Bohemian Rhapsody yesterday about Queen. Oh. It doesn't matter if you're a rock and roll person or not. Everybody in here has heard and identified with the music of Queen. Whether you wanted to or not, it's part of our... I mean, if you haven't been to... See, you know already. I didn't even have to sing a word. And to watch those brilliant men produce music that was of the people, still is. And Freddie Mercury, who was some kind of crazy mad genius in his music, that left this world too soon because the drugs had not yet been created that could have extended his life. Lost too soon, left a great blazing mark on music. And then last night, Bill and I watched a movie about the 14th century battles of Robert the Bruce, good Scottish king, fighting against the English. And I was really grateful I didn't live back then. Grateful for my Scottish ancestry. Glad I didn't have to live when all of that was going on. It was a bit muddy. And bloody. And harsh. So here are some tools. We can make a gratitude list. And you know, you don't have to do 60 or 65 things, although it doesn't hurt. Just do 3 for starters, if you don't do that already. Do it in the morning, do it at night. It's a good reflection of your day to look back and reframe some things and go, oh wow, okay, this was a good day. I didn't realize it at the time, but it was a good day. Or you can set the stage for yourself and do it in the morning, first thing. Today I'm grateful for breath. Today I'm grateful I have friends in my life. Today I'm grateful that I have hair, so I don't have to worry about this cowlick that won't lay down today. The things we worry about, my friends. The things that occupy so much space in our minds that don't leave room for us to be able to be expansive. And we talked last week about the benefits to your body. You can't be grateful without breathing a little bit. It's a choice. It's a choice to be grateful. And sometimes it takes practice. The more we practice, the better we get at it, the more grateful we are, the better our lives appear. It's a cascading effect in our lives. And the value of gratitude gets clearer to us when we are experiencing despair or loss or pain or depression. That's why it's important to practice it when we're feeling great, because it's easier for us to access it when we need it the most. You understand what I'm saying? So here are some tools. Practice remembering your holiness. You can just put your feet on the floor right now. Just put your feet on the floor. Bang. You have holy ground right there where your feet touch. Isn't that amazing? And especially while you're up on this hill that we love so much, where we can just root our feet all the way down to the core of the earth. So remember your holiness every day, all the time. Practice remembering that if you discount yourself for some reason. You know, God loves us, and that's implying that there's something outside of us that loves us when God is inside us and is love. So how dare we discount ourselves? How dare we? Because then we're kind of discounting God. So make your gratitude list. Set your timer so that when you're praying for the world, you're also saying something you're grateful for. Have a gratitude partner if you want to. Just call somebody up and say, "Wow, this happened today and I'm so grateful." Or call somebody up and say, "You know what? I am so grateful for you." We say that to each other here a lot. We're grateful for each other. Look for the mundane things. If you can't find the great big things, the great big beautiful things to be grateful for, look for the little things. And just for a few moments, replace your negative thinking with finding good. Golden key that thing. So here's the next level, my evolving and evolved friends. You know we're doing mystical things here, don't you? You know this. You have entered into the realm of the mystical. Woo-woo. Nobody's running for the doors. So can you be grateful for unpleasant people and unpleasant circumstances? You ready to jump a level and be grateful for that? Because you know every time you run into an unpleasant person or an unpleasant circumstance, you're finding a new teacher. And it's not our tendency to say, "Oh, yay. Oh, yay, this icky thing happened and I'm so glad because I learned this from it." It'll take a little time sometimes. But start out by saying, "Okay, I know this is going to be a blessing, and I'm open to seeing it." It's kind of like that old joke that I can't tell you from the pulpit about the pony being in there somewhere. And if you haven't heard that joke, I'll see you after church, I'll tell you. Can you thank your Creator who is in you and not separate from you for your life, no matter what? No matter what is happening, can you thank your Creator that's not separate from you for your life? Can you lean into the mystery of life and the universe with humble gratitude? Can you do that? Just lean into it. The things you don't understand, the things that knock you off your feet, the things that challenge your very being, can you lean into them and say, I am never without God. Never, ever, ever. So I just wrote down a few things, just a few little things. I am grateful, as Dolores spoke about earlier today, I'm grateful for our supper club that's met all year. I am grateful that people want to be engaged and that they want to explore other cultures, and that your wonderful team, Mr. and Mrs. Potts, is willing to make really strange food in your own home until it's right. Wow. I'm grateful for our wildlife management and our people who keep the grounds and our acreage beautifully maintained and welcoming to people and living things. I'm grateful to this staff here. I'm grateful to Kit and Leah. I'm grateful to Cynthia, and I'm grateful to Courtney, and I'm grateful to our teachers, and I'm grateful for all the volunteers that help out with everything here. I'm grateful to our audiovisual team. I'm grateful to all our supportive people in this congregation, near and far, because we do have people far that are part of us. I'm grateful that we have a roof over our heads. We have working plumbing. We have parking that's safe. We have a welcoming environment. I'm grateful that the temperature is just right in here right now. I am grateful that we have a piano that sings when Kit touches it. I'm grateful and grateful and grateful and grateful and grateful. I look out into all your faces, and I remember that 11 months ago, I looked out and realized I'd fallen in love with every single one of you. So grateful for that moment. I'm grateful for whatever convergence of energies and circumstances and events brought us all together here, right here today, to be with each other. I'm so grateful for that. You got up and you put on clothes and you came to church. By golly, that's a wonderful thing. And for those of you that are out there watching the show online, love you too. Try that sometime. Somebody was talking about, who was it that said they were going to start waving at people on the road? Yeah, you did, Marilyn.
Yeah, you're not waving back.
That's all right. Yeah, you will keep after it, because you're putting the good out there. You're putting the good out there. You will reap in fields in which you did not sow. Remember? So just to give Marilyn a little boost, can you just wave at her? Hey, Marilyn. Yeah, there you go, honey. There's some waves for you. There you go. I'm grateful for our laughter. I'm grateful that we love each other and we trust each other. I'm grateful that we came from all our different journeys to be of one heart. That's a beautiful thing. So, shall we just pray? Can you just get your feet in your holy space and know that your entire body and life are infused with the presence of God, because you cannot be anything other than a creature of spirit, living a human existence. So take a moment just to give thanks for your senses. That was one of the bonuses that we got when we took on human form, is the ability to taste and hear and smell and see and touch. And even if any of those senses are fading from you, you remember what they're like. For good food that has nourished you, for love that has come from the right places to lift you up. For all the things that you've let go of, give thanks. For all the things that you're waiting to let go of, give thanks, because surely as you do, the time of letting go will come closer and faster. We practiced this exercise the other night. Imagine in your awareness, in your consciousness, that there is a great shining altar. It's part of you. It's part of the highest self. It's an altar. Maybe it's a great shining thing. Maybe it's made of the deepest, darkest obsidian, grounded to the earth. Maybe it's a humble table. Take whatever burden you might be carrying today, and we'll include in that today the people of California who are experiencing Mother Nature at her wildest, and human nature at its most disturbed. Let's take those for whom we pray and our own burdens and lay them on that altar, giving them over. Saying, God, there is no separation between us. You know my heart. So I let this go. I free my mind. And only the compassion for myself and for others remains. Only any action for which I am divinely guided, that's what's left. For the music that has blessed us all our lives, whatever kind it was, for the music that is present right here in this room right now, vibrating through us, we're grateful. For those that we have loved and lost, or loved that are still present, we're grateful. And let your heart be humbled, because it is so good. And we are learning, God help us, to accept the paradoxes of life with grace, to lean into our not understanding so that we can be with the mystery as it is revealed to us in time. Bring your pilgrim hands together. For surely, as we've spoken of today, your two hands together are the joining of all things in your life. They're an expression of gratitude and humbleness. And in the end, all that's left to say is thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Let that whisper be upon your lips. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is.